The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Creation Today and by viewers like you. Thank you.
How many times have you heard, all religions lead to God?
The Coexist bumper sticker declares all religions are valid.
Can you answer that claim to others?
Or maybe you just need the answers for yourself.
Stick around and find out if these religions actually coexist or if they're gonna contradict.
There's a war going on in our world against Christianity.
Are you ready to defend your faith in Christ?
The Creation Today Show provides you with the ammunition you need. We prepare you to defend your faith. Arm your children and raise up a family that glorifies the Creator, Jesus Christ.
This season we're teaching you battleship apologetics.
Science, history, individual experience, philosophy. Battleship Apologetics. Today's guest is Michael Bohm of Youth Apologetics Forum. Marianne helps Eric explain religious pluralism. And Eric visualizes the concept by driving a semi-truck through Pensacola in Do All Religions Lead to God?
For those of you joining us from around the world, welcome to the Creation Today Show. If you're in Mexico, Miami, Texas, or also Southern California out there as well, hola!
Today we are going to take a closer look at the claim most of us hear too often, which is that all religions lead to God. So do they really? What does Scripture say about it? And how do we know that Christianity is the true religion?
You know, the claim all religions lead to God is also known as religious pluralism. It means that no one religion is right, but that all plural religions are equally valid and will lead to salvation and ultimately the same God.
Yeah, religious pluralism is something that Christian apologists have dealt with since the beginning of the church age. It is important for us to understand how this philosophy has affected our culture and how we can lovingly address this claim as we interact with those around us.
Now, to be fair, okay, there are some similarities between the different religions. For example, most religions believe that, they believe we're here and most of them believe we're going to die. Mm-hmm. There's two, anyway.
Okay, well, most would say that good things happen to good people and bad things happen to bad people.
That's a good point. And many would say that there is something after this life, some kind of heaven or nirvana or something out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or there's a kind of judgment, a divine judgment, and some type of justice that has to be.
So are they all the same? Can they coexist? In other words, are they equal? You know, let me tell you a story of what happened to me the other day, a couple weeks ago, actually. Some Jehovah's Witnesses came by my door. I don't know if you've ever had that privilege.
Yes.
I invited them in. I said, come on in. Let's have a seat and let's talk. We talked for an hour about what is necessary to go to heaven. I had to actually write things down, so I copied what I did to them. So I'm sitting there in my living room, and I copied down what they're saying. I said, okay, here's your three choices. You can either end up with 144,000 in heaven, or you can end up with Jehovah right here on earth to rule and reign with Jehovah, or you're going to get annihilated.
Ooh.
So I wrote down my three choices. I said, okay, so let me get this straight. I either can be with 144,000, or I can be with Jehovah, or I'm going to be annihilated. They said, yes. I said, okay, what do I have to do to make sure that I'm either in the 144,000? They said, I'm probably not going to make it to that. Or to make sure that I'm at least reigning with Jehovah and I don't get annihilated. They said, just do your best. I said, I got to do my best. I said, guys, who judges my best? Oh, well, God does. I said, well, if he judges anything like I judge, I'll tell you right now, I don't always do my best. There's a lot of times I don't do my very best. So God asked the question, do you guys always do your best? And they went, well, no, we don't always do our best, but we got to try really hard. I said, so what happens if I don't do my best? They said, well, you don't get to reign with Jehovah and you don't get to be part of the 144,000. You're going to be annihilated. I said, well, guys, if I know I don't do my best, that means ultimately I'm going to be annihilated if that's the way God is going to judge me. So in that case, why should I even try to do my best? Why not go ahead and just give up, do my worst? I mean, hey, if I know I'm not going to make it, why try in the first place?
Yeah.
I told them I was very confused with our conversation. And they said, oh, we don't want you to be confused. And I'm like, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just confused.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't give much religious comfort.
No, it doesn't.
They're basically saying, good luck.
That's really what they're doing. Hey, try your best. Good luck. And, excuse me. And this contradicts with Christianity. Mm-hmm. It's not the same thing that Christians teach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Pew Research Center Forum on Religion and Public Life conducted a survey in 2010 to see how much religious knowledge Americans possess. A random sample of 3,412 adults were contacted via phone and asked 32 questions on religious questions. The average score was 50%.
50%.
Yeah.
That's an F.
That's not good.
No.
Well, listen to this, too. The highest score of the group was atheists and agnostics. They had 65%, so that would be a
D. A D. Wow. Why would they know more about religion when they say they don't believe in God? Why would they even care about this stuff?
Yeah, why would they?
Maybe they really do care.
Well, Mormons outscored Christians on questions about the Bible and Christianity.
There was another poll done in 2011 by Barna on what Americans believe about universalism and pluralism, the topic that we're talking about. 59% of American adults believe Christians and Muslims worship the same God. And 25% of Christians said it doesn't matter which religion you follow because all of them teach the same lessons.
Well, no wonder why this little sticker is so popular. Within our pluralistic culture, coexist just doesn't mean get along. It means accept all other views as valid.
That's true. You know, actually, when I think of coexist, Christianity does quite well at coexisting with other religions. We are very tolerant. Mm-hmm. We tolerate another person's point of view and allow that point of view to exist. Being critical of a different belief isn't called intolerance. It's just called criticism.
Mm-hmm. Well, up next we have Michael Boehm, who is the Director of Youth Apologetics Training, and he will shine more light on religious pluralism.
Let's see if religions really do contradict.
There's been an incredible con that's occurred in the culture.
Evolution in millions of years is the greatest myth ever forced on the minds of men.
Big Bang, evolution, millions of years. People just believe it blindly.
How can you not believe that somebody designed all of this?
We know he exists because of creation.
Not just faith, we have science. It's really on our side.
Today's Creation Network highlight is Alpha Omega Institute of Grand Junction, Colorado. Discover Creation Adventures are designed to equip and fortify young people and adults to stand firm in their faith and impact others through educational apologetic courses, one-year training program, and outdoor adventures. Dynamic teaching from science and the Bible provides solid answers for evolutionary challenges and gives positive evidence for the truth of God's Word. Visit them online at discovercreation.org. Check out creationnetwork.org to discover more of the creation museums and outdoor creation field trips available to you.
You're watching Battleship Apologetics here on Creation Today.
Today I've got the privilege of interviewing Michael Boehm. He leads a ministry called Youth Apologetics Training, where he equips people with what they need to defend their faith. He's my kind of guy. Michael, thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thank you, Eric. It's an honor.
Hey, let's get right to the question at hand here. Don't all religions lead to God?
No, absolutely not.
Well, that sounds pretty intolerant. Is that what you are? Are you just an intolerant person that can't stand other people's view of how to get to God? Is that what's going on here, Michael?
No, Eric. Basically, what we have, when you look at the different religions of the world, they all make different truth claims. They contradict each other in so many different areas. Some believe that there is one God. Some believe that there is no God. Some believe that there are many gods, and some even infinite amount of gods.
Wow.
They all have different positions on Jesus and who he is as well. So no, they're not all the same.
Tell me about your ministry, because I love what you do. You've got some incredible resources online at youthapologeticstraining.com. That is a mouthful, isn't it? That's a mouthful. youthapologeticstraining.com. We'll put it on the screen so you don't have to know how to spell apologetics, okay? Tell me a little bit about what you do and why you do it.
Okay, well, Youth Apologetics Training is about 3.5 years old, so we're still new. And it is mainly a podcast ministry. I do have a lot of blogs that I release. I need to get back on that, but the podcast will release. I'll put out one about once a week, and we will cover a host of different topics. We'll get into, like you guys, creation and evolution, but so much more. We get into everything from doctrine, theology, archaeology in the Bible. We look at various Bible contradictions, Bible difficulties. We get into different world religions, worldviews, like, for example, Jehovah's Witnesses. What do they believe? Mormonism. Everything from all the different cults that you find out there to even subjects like the occult. My wife and I, before we were saved, that would be before Christ, we both participated in different areas of the occult. God forgive us. And now that's also an area that I really like to get into, especially now that we see a lot of that stuff creeping into the church. But yeah, lots of podcasts, lots of subjects. I've got over 600 episodes at this point, and I'm adding to them every week.
That is absolutely awesome. What a wealth, a resource to go to be able to learn from. So thank you for the work that you do. To this question, though, don't all religions lead to God? All right, I got my pen. I got my paper. I'm ready to take some notes. You threw out a couple contradictions. You said some religions believe in lots of gods, couple gods, one God. Hit me with some more things and just help me understand this idea that no, all religions cannot lead to God, and why it would almost be intolerant to say that they do all lead to God.
All right, well, let's start with what Jesus said. In John chapter 14, verse 6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." Okay, so that's what Christ said. Let's look at some of these other religions. When you look at Buddhism, for example, Buddhism is kind of an interesting one because there's several different strains of Buddhism, kind of like, I guess you could compare it to Christianity in the sense that we have fundamental Christianity where people follow the Bible. Then you have the more liberal side where people kind of go off into some different areas. Well, according to Siddhartha Gautama, which is the Buddha, he was an atheist. He didn't believe in a personal God. So there's a major problem there. He rejects the idea of hell. He rejects the idea of sin. He does embrace reincarnation and karma. I think a lot of your viewers understand what karma is. Basically, if you live your life in a selfless way, you will not accrue any bad karma. And then when reincarnation time happens, you will either be upgraded or downgraded. The whole point of it is, is to escape the wheel of reincarnation. They call it the wheel of samsara.
Wow.
Now, if we look at other religions like Islam, Islam worships a God called Allah, and Allah is very different from the God of the Bible. Allah is allowed to deceive his followers. Our God is truth. Allah actually encourages his followers at times to deceive unbelievers, which is also something that is very different from the Bible. Their concept of sin, although it does have some similarities, is also very different. They have many different things that they would consider sin that we would not. Also, how they treat women is very, very different. But their afterlife, their view of the afterlife, although it does include the concept of hell, their method of getting to heaven is very different. You would be following the five pillars of Islam. Mm. We probably don't have time to get into that here, but it is a works-based faith. Similarly, Mormonism is also a faith that is works-based. Mormonism has an infinite amount of gods. Now, they will say that they only have one God that they have to worship, right? And that would be the Father. The Father to Mormonism is a man that has been exalted to godhood. He is a man of flesh and bone. And he actually lived on a planet long ago and far away and exalted to godhood. And so just like the God, the Father of Mormonism, that God had a father as well. And that God had a father as well. That God had
back.
A father as well. All the way back, it's turtles all the way down.
So, and there's, so there's no end to that one. It just kind of keeps on going, infinite. Okay, so Buddhism is obviously not the same as Islam. Islam is not the same as Mormonism. I do see a commonality where each of those that you've mentioned seems to try to work your way to please God or a God, which I find interesting, whereas I would contrast Christianity and say, we don't try to work our way to God. We are dead in our sins and trespasses. There is none righteous. You can't work your way to God. Man, and I know there's thousands of different religions out there, aren't there?
Oh, there is. There is. I mean, we could just keep going and going and going. They continue to make contradictory truth claims. In fact, they all make the claim, for the most part, most world religions make the claim that theirs is the only way. In fact, Joseph Smith of Mormonism, God told Joseph Smith, according to his story, that all religions are wrong. So if that tells you anything.
That's hard. It's hard for that one to line up with everything else when it's just like Jesus saying, I'm the way, and then Joseph Smith saying everything else is wrong. These obviously don't. Okay, well then, what about the person out there watching that goes, that's exactly why I throw up my hands and say, I cannot know how to get to God. How do you know which one is right? I mean, there are thousands of these things. How do I know which one's the right way to go?
Right. Well, at first it seems a little difficult. Every faith out there has their own sacred writings. They have their own beliefs. Well, the Bible stands alone. It is the only book of sacred literature that is rooted in real history. You can go through and you can look at archaeology. Everywhere the spade hits the dirt in the Middle East, a skeptic is converted. We continue to find things that confirm the truth of the scriptures. You look at the different faiths, like the writings of Buddha, they didn't come about until about 500 years after his life. We don't know what is factual and what is not. Mormonism, unfortunately for them, their claims about battles with millions of people, hundreds of thousands of people, huge cities, temples, coins that have been minted, elephants in the Americas, all of the things that they claim that can be tested archaeologically have proven to be false.
Wow.
So unfortunately, yeah, it kind of hurts, but that's where they're at. You look at all these different faiths, Islam, also, their writings didn't come about until long after Muhammad. Now, there is a collection of his writings that go forward, but it's not as rooted in real history. Secondly, the Bible is filled with hundreds of prophecies that have come to pass, many of which have not come to pass because they're still on their way. The Bible is filled with prophecy. God knows the end from the beginning. No other book can do that. Another subject, which I believe you've probably got into in your show, is science and the Bible. Yeah. The Bible is not a science book, but when it touches on or it makes claims that can be tested by science, it always comes out correct, and it comes out way ahead of its time. We're talking about things that have not been discovered until the recent 100 or so years with scientific methods.
Now you're hitting, Michael, on something that I love to talk about, science and the Bible, how it all goes together. Hey, listen, I've got to throw it back to the show. Can you hang out? Can we talk a little bit more about science and the Bible? And then I want to hit on a couple other religions with you, because, you know, whether it's Hinduism or, you know, Taoism, or there's a lot of different things out there. I'd love to get a few more nuggets from your research and your training that you can give to other people. Would you mind hanging out for a few more?
I would love to.
Awesome. We'll put an extended interview up on the Creation Today website. Just go to creationtoday.org and you can check out the extended interview with Michael Bohm. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. If you want to get his writings, again, it's youthapologeticstraining.com. Make sure you check that out. Write him a note. Tell him you heard about him or you heard him talk on the Creation Today show. At 21 years old, I was a self-professed Christian, but I didn't know God. I had been raised in church and in a Christian home, in a Christian school, and enrolled in a Christian college. I was around church and religion literally all my life. So why didn't I know God? Growing up in a Christian home, I got really good at pretending to be a Christian. I didn't really have a desire for righteousness. Instead, the only thing I pursued was trying to make everybody think that I was a good person and give the perception that I had Christ as my Savior. I just wanted to look good among my friends.
You're watching Battleship Apologetics here on Creation Today.
I'm with a friend on a truck drive right now and got my Florida map out. You know what's interesting? If you don't have a map or a GPS, you're going to have a much harder time getting where you want to go. A lot of people say, well, just jump on a road and start driving, man. It doesn't matter. You're just in it for the fun of it. Actually, we're trying to get to a specific destination. In order to get there, I need a map or a GPS. Without the right road, you're never going to get to Jesus Christ. All roads do not lead to God. Make sure you're on the path, which the Bible says is Jesus Christ, so that you can go to heaven. If you're not there, visit creationtoday.org and pick up our article, How to Be Saved. You need to get there. Welcome back. We're talking about the coexist concept and asking the question, can all religions lead to God? Well, not according to the law of non-contradiction.
If they each contradict each other, both can't be true. The law of non-contradiction tells us that two contradictory statements cannot be true at the same time. God cannot both exist and not exist at the same time.
And you can't go to heaven by works and not by works at the same time. Within Christianity, they can all coexist, but that isn't the same as saying that they all lead to God. So we need to ask, do all religions lead to God?
Let's take a look at the fundamental core beliefs of several religions and see the specific contradictions. Okay, so first we would have the number of gods. You have Christianity, Islam, and Judaism say God is one, and yet Christianity differs in belief of a triune God, the Trinity. Then we have Hinduism and Taoism, and Mahayana Buddhism say God is many. Then there's Theravada Buddhists. They don't believe in God. And atheists, they deny the very existence of God.
Yeah. Okay. Is God personal or impersonal? Christianity, Islam, and Judaism teach that God is personal. Buddhism and Taoism believe in an impersonal force.
Well, what do they say about this life? Christianity, Islam, and Judaism say that there is only one life before eternity. Hinduism and Buddhism teach that one is reincarnated, and atheists deny an afterlife altogether.
Now, just comparing Christianity, Islam, and Judaism, they are monotheistic religions, yet the triune nature of the God of the Bible is seen as heresy to both Muslims and Jews.
Well, who is Jesus? Christianity says that Jesus is God incarnate, Islam says that he was a prophet, and Judaism teaches that he was a false prophet.
Hey, how about how do we attain salvation? You know, Islam and Judaism teach that one must do certain works in order to attain heaven.
But the scripture teaches in Galatians 2:16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
Christianity is an exclusive religion, meaning that it excludes all other religions or gods as true. Christ said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. This doesn't leave any room for another path, religion, or prophet to God. Salvation is only through Jesus Christ.
So how do we know which religion is true? You know, as Michael Bowen pointed out, of all the sacred texts, the Bible is the only one that is historically accurate. Out of all the prophecies in the Bible, hundreds of prophecies have been fulfilled, and hundreds are yet still to be fulfilled. So at some point in the future, we're going to see these same prophecies that are talked about fulfilled.
Yes. And science always aligns with the Bible. The Bible isn't a science textbook or anything, but it does make a record of physical realities that science can verify. It always fits. And of course, I'm not including the evolutionary philosophy as qualified science.
Definitely not. Christianity stands out above all religions because it passes credibility on so many levels of scrutiny, such as archaeology, historicity, prophecies fulfilled, like I said, so many areas.
Well, we have here in 1 Timothy 2, 5-6, it says, for there is one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. So we hope this discussion today has given you some good logical tools to help you navigate the topic of religious pluralism.
You know, I read a book the other day called Contradict. Read it from cover to cover. It was a short read. Actually, I read it on the Kindle, so I read a digital version of it, but this is what the cover looks like. And I called up the author that wrote the book, and I told him how much I enjoyed his work. His name is Andy Rassman, and he is the one who started the Contradict movement on college campuses. He made the bumper sticker, and he wants to really get people talking about this. It makes a truth statement, and you can make this statement in your area. We have his book and his bumper stickers available at the Creation Store.
And if you still have any questions about religious pluralism or on any other topic, we want to hear from you. So send your questions to questions@creationtoday.org.
And if you want to do more research, go to searchcreation.org.
Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next week for another thought-provoking topic.
Get the ammunition you need to defend your faith by visiting our website for up-to-date content, attending one of our live events, and shopping online at creationstore.org. We are Creation Today.